Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Oh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to Dalla Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
Welcome, everybody. We are, in effect, our second show in 3 weeks in about 24 hours.
The coffee's definitely in effect.
Yes. Very true. Don't mind me, I'm going to be munching in everybody's ear today.
Oh, beautiful.
So if anybody wants to hear me munch up close and yell at me about it, the phone number is 914-803-4124.
Wow.
And,
or you can call the People's Countdown at 1-800-223-9797. Yeah. you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
You know what? No deuce today?
No deuce.
Yeah, I guess he had a really late night, or I definitely pissed him off from the last show.
Nice.
So apparently he's not working with us today for the time being. I don't know how it's going to stand for later. I think he'll come back, though.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll be back to fuck everything up. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and everybody's noticed we started the show on time. Anybody, well, the few people that are listening live, if there's anybody listening live, we actually got everything going with minimal problems, with zero problems, technically. So, hell with it.
Yeah. All right.
So, the hell with it. We, in effect, back to the way we started when we started the show, kind of doing it in the middle of the afternoons when we had nothing better to do. So,
yeah, we're like the video music box of audio.
Yeah, man. Speaking of VMB, you know what? Let's go in. This is gonna be '90s, man. We're gonna have a heavy duty '90s true hip hop mode. We're kind of gonna bring it back to the essence.
Do you want to play the disclaimer first before anything happens?
Okay, we can play the disclaimer. I almost forgot about the disclaimer. It's been so long.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's about time we actually got it in.
Yeah, for real, man.
Yeah, well.
So there it is, even though it's an afternoon show, so we'll probably still curse, but we're not going to be as raunchy. But we're never that raunchy. Well, I'm usually
all right. I love to say, who are we talking to?
Yeah,
who
me.
Are you trying to speak for? Yourself?
Mwah.
Usually get your verbal ass beating in before the disclaimer happens, so.
Yeah, it's all me. It's all me. Sorry to everybody.
God forbid we do mornings.
For real. I would be your morning coffee.
I think that would probably, that's a very, very good assumption.
Yes, let me be your morning cafe.
Well, I don't know. I don't think your wife's going to like that too much, but yeah. If you can plaster on a building somewhere in the middle of upstate New York that says, listen to the bodega, weekdays, let Pablo be your morning coffee.
Zip for my espresso machine.
Then again, we're giving away way too much of what we're planning on doing. So, because remember, we kind of said that we weren't gonna.
So. All right. So either way, this for everything. So we're back on the ball. So this is to make up for all the couple of weeks we've been kind of. We're still getting everything together. So this is you're getting two shows. Is basically what it is.
It's a little bonus for all those fans that have stuck through.
So basically, a lot more people are going to hear this on the probably downloading it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? As opposed to live. So this is for all y'all. You're basically getting two shows, you sons of bitches. You're getting a show that we went, what was that, about 45 minutes we went yesterday?
Oh, 15 with the live version. It came up to an extra 30 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, from the day that we're recording this one, from this moment right now, we're literally about 24 hours from the last time we were on the air. So you're getting two shows, all right? The last one was more just straight-up talk, BSing. Today we're going back to hip-hop. So be happy, enjoy, share it with everybody, all right? You know what I'm saying? If you're on the blogtalkradio.com/thebodega, tell your peoples to go to the conglomerate.podomatic.com. And if you're on the bodega.mevio.com, you know, tell them to go to the conglomerate.podomatic.com. And if you want to holler at us, just go to thebodegaradio@yahoo.com. And that's all I can say with all the .coms, because I'm getting tired of the .com. Drop the bomb. Thanks.
I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to be in two places at once tonight.
Oh, you want to share? Okay.
I'm not going to share it. I'm not. You know what?
No,
I'm not
you got to share it.
I can't put the first on blast like that. It's not going to happen.
All right. So can I indirectly?
You can indirectly.
All right.
Go for
if I'm correct, this is what you just told me about before we went live?
Yeah.
All right. So just for everybody, before we really get into the hip-hop thing, just Sid's interesting story that he technically can't talk about. Basically, he was supposed to DJ tonight. He initially, I may be off on the details, so forgive me.
All right.
Him and one of his boys supposed to do a gig upstate New York. His boy can't make it. Sid had told him prior that he couldn't do it, but I guess the original dude that's not Sid can't do the gig. So this place that I will not name decided to put out a mass bulletin through various social networking sites.
Yeah.
And basically announced that said DJ number one can't make it. So DJ Sid will be there. This is all after Sid said he can't be there.
Right. So I'm going to have to be in two places at once, apparently.
Yeah, so everybody enjoy Sid right now while we actually got him.
Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere for the time being. I mean, I just wonder how I'm going to do a late-night show. Just, well, the logistics of it are mind-boggling. But
yeah, so this is.
I'm just very interested in how that was going to get pulled off. Because once you know, I mean, that's not the first time it's ever happened, but I kind of figured that he could at least call or text.
Something.
Yeah. To kind of let me know.
Yeah, for real, man. These people.
I don't think so, Tim.
So, either way, I'm munching in the air, like I said.
Right.
Anybody want to call, 914-803-4124.
Man, you're plugging that hard.
Yeah, you straight up. Even though nobody's going to call, so it don't matter. That's the only reason why I'm plugging it.
Unless it's trannies that swear that they know us.
we're a cross-gender, we're a transgender-friendly show here, people. So getting into some hip-hop talk, man.
Yeah. You want to hit on the Officer Rick Ross there? Officer Ricky? Actually admitting to it?
We can go into that. We got a couple things, man. We got Meth and Red's announcement.
Blackout 2 coming out.
We got Kanye West's big stupid ass, in trouble. We got a couple things. You know what, man? It's Saturday, right? You know what? Let's set it off.
Since you said Saturday, you just kind of the light bulb went off in my head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's Saturday. You know what, man? Let's set it off, man. Right? We're gonna get to hip hop for the remaining 50 minutes, but you know what? Let's set it off right, okay? So you know what? We're going to take a breather immediately, get our bearings and figure out where we're going to go and go pee and go munch and all that other nonsense. And we'll be with you in a moment. Everybody, let's set it off, man. It's spring.
Thank you.
Saturday is a Saturday. Saturday is a Saturday. Saturday is a Saturday.
Back once more with the wall up in the score. Spice about a rip shit and make you rock your hip. Revival of the roller boogie and the rickety shit to make you think about the time and focus fun instead of fight.
But diving from a piece of metal should have
yo. Life. Slip your butt to the fifth of this mix. Force that briefcase, it's time to let loose. Cause you work like heck to get the week in check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck. Connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot. Come on everybody, this is funky output.
5 days you work.
Pump your fists, I reminisce to a bounce rock state, low fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle, cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, look who just walked in. Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. With me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. The yarn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear. Rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track. Grab your roller skate, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity doo, I let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is over thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist. Spinning and winning. No hack attack. Let me in. Spill on the bottom of wave. But it's okay. It's a Saturday. Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act so cool tonight. Forget about your worries and you will be alright. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday. Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, what's up, everybody? We back up in effect. Sid was busy, you know, chasing around some random women downstairs with the sprinkler while I was running around on my motorized scooter.
They don't make joints like that anymore, man. They really don't. No, the video's hot. The video's definitely hot. It's a throwback, you know.
And I'll be on the lookout for that double Dega promo pics of me and Sid standing in a field with some canes surrounded by sheep. All right? Just want to point that out.
Wow. And for people who don't know the album cover we're talking about, do your homework, people. There's your homework assignment for tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Some people got that, man.
I think I'm the only person, maybe 2% of our audience, got that reference.
You know what? You know what? We're going to really go, we're going to get thorough. You know what we're going to do? Sid's going to be, like, basically doing hand motions while standing underneath the globe in Flushing Meadow Park. And I'm gonna be standing with a bunch of my people in Brooklyn off of a trucking dock, and we're all gonna pull out the number 9.
Oh man.
Talking about how we carry a 9s.
Wow.
That is what I'm talking about. Yeah, man, that's what we're talking about today. Old school.
It's all about the old school. I mean, I got into a conversation with some people this week about how the old school differs from the new school at this moment in time. But I mean, besides the blatantly obvious difference of diversity,
yeah,
there's other, you know, other differences, because it was just such a historic era, you know?
Oh, yeah, especially now, because now you're hearing about it. Like, we always heard during we grew up in the 90s, so we always heard about, you know, the 90s being compared to the 80s. Yeah, I mean, and of course, I would say from the mid-80s, like once the shiny suit era started picking up steam, you heard a lot about those rappers, that era rappers, beefing with the 80s rappers, you know, like losing touch with the Foundation. Who would have thought, fast forward 10 years, and now everybody, now it looks like we're really out of touch.
Well, I mean, put it like this. Like, in the 80s, I mean, obviously it was all breakbeat records. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Breakbeat and rock records that were sampled, even James Brown to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
And, they, when we were growing up, we had more diversity than just the backyard picnic rooftop party scene. I mean, we had our fair share of them, but it was nothing
yeah.
back then. Now it's just, you don't get any of that, you know? The diversity.
Yep. You are right. I had to give you the right answer, brother. I had to play Richard Dawson.
That's right. Damn right. Now, see, now you're really going over people's heads with the Richard Dawson reference.
You know what? Our audience is a bunch of geeks like us.
Yeah, they saw The Running Man at least 3 times, so they know.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Good looking now, The Running Man.
Dude, he's the man of The Running Man. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
He's the ultimate bad guy.
Man, wow, I'm going to have to go and rent that now. But you know what, man? There is at least you got to give respect to the underground. My favorite group right now at the moment, Slaughterhouse.
Right.
You know, they're a group, but they're not a group in the traditional sense. They're a bunch of solo artists that come together every now and then to do their thing.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about EMC. I mean, that's probably the best group album I've heard last year.
Yeah, because they actually came out with an album. Like Slaughterhouse right now has about 4 or 5 singles.
Right.
You know what I mean? So in the latest one, if we get to it today, people, we'll play you an example. If we get to it today.
I mean, but you don't have any power groups anymore.
No.
So, I mean, listen, the rumor is that Outkast, that Jive's holding up Outkast.
Yep.
That last album. Because I think this is their last album before they're contractually free. So,
yeah, they're having problems. Here's another question, speaking of big name groups. Do you really believe that Eminem and 50 can actually pull off the double albums in 1 year?
Do I think so? Yes.
We will see. For those that don't know, just in case, I mean, nobody really knows. We'll just tell you. Yeah, like you heard what it said. 50 and Eminem have already publicly proclaimed that they have so much material done and that they keep recording new material, I guess out of the excitement, that they have enough material for 2 albums. And they're looking to release, you know, their respective albums, you know, with this full swing of spring. And then sometime near the end of the year, they're looking as, bang, another album. There it is.
Well, as it looks now, it's M first with Relapse. And it's 50s before Self-Destruct, which technically would be his contractual obligation.
Yep.
He was going to come off the Greatest Hits album, but I think that the next album is going to fulfill that instead of the Greatest Hits.
Yes, it is.
Then it's M, possibly I'm going to say November, because that's the marketing period where people want to put out hot albums. And then it's 50 again. So, and somewhere between that is Dre.
Yeah, somewhere between all of that is Dre.
You know what? From what I've heard from Detox so far, it's really good.
All right. Are we on? Okay, I guess we're on.
Is it begun?
Yeah.
Is it begun?
It's going to sound like a real horrible cut. That's what it is. So.
But you want to fill them in on what just happened?
Yeah, I'll just acknowledge it real quick. Everything just dropped out. Like, everything. We lost everything. We lost the board. We lost the phones. We lost everything in one fell swoop. But we managed to jump right back in.
Yeah, dude, we need you.
But basically, we're back in effect, man. We jumped back into it. So we only lost about a minute. So we're back up in it.
We're getting on the detoxing.
Right. Talking about detox. Basically, right, a lot of motherfucking talent and a lot of reference tracks have leaked out. T.I., Nas, 50, M, Snoop. There's a
Bishop Lamont.
Yep.
Oh, the R. Kelly joint got leaked. But listen, we're not going to tell you to go find it because, it, like I said, if you listen to the syndicated version, you already knew that. And it got me in trouble to an extent. But, yeah, it's out there if you want to find some. But everything that I've heard so far hasn't been bad. So we just got to wait for it.
Yeah, that's all we got to do. But you know what, man? I have high hopes. Like, we were also talking about, we brought it up real briefly, Meth and Red, Blackout 2.
Blackout 2, yeah. Is there an official date for it?
They said, all right, I don't have the exact, oh, yes, we do. You ready, everybody? This is the date that's set by Def Jam, April 28th.
Have you heard the first single?
Yes, Ayo.
Okay.
Yes. I've heard the first single, so I know they're putting in work. I know they're definitely doing a lot of work.
Yeah, that first single's kind of hot, so.
Hey, man, I want to say, and I did say this. I said this a while ago. I have faith that there's going to be a turnaround because there's too much backlash right now against the mainstream. And even though cats are losing money, the Internet's really starting to scream out. I think, like, I have a really big feeling the Internet's starting to take more control of it, at least the direction that things are going.
Right.
So I think that's why you have dudes like Meth and Red are going to have – they still have their core fan base. But because people also want the cats that really respect hip-hop have so much respect for Def Squad, for Wu-Tang, you know what I mean, in general.
Well, big shout out. First of all, that first single, Soul Crate's On the Hook,
mm-hmm.
Canada's Own, Cardinal Official, that whole click does its thing on that hook completely. So – you know, big shout out to that Canadian click and the CBC click out there. So, because when I was up there, they gave me mad love.
So that's on. So they, you know, I mean, like, the Internet has a ton of respect for them. So it's like, boom, they're just waiting. You know what I mean? Same thing goes for, like, when we brought up Slaughterhouse. Those guys are building up a slow, steady buzz. They're not trying to push it. You know, they're not trying to force it through quick. You know what I mean? They're still doing the individual projects. But you got four MCs that built up a huge buzz for themselves. You know what I mean? Individually. And they decided, you know what? When we're in town, we're going to hook up. We're going to cut a track. We're going to, you know, we'll maybe do a spot. Because I think they've only done three. I think they've done a total of three appearances so far.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's three or two. I know they did one in New York. The official live jump off was in SOBs.
Right.
A couple months ago. Then they popped up at a college show. They did a college show together. They actually, what happened was Royce da 5'9" was doing a solo thing, and they all happened to be in town. So they all want to be in an impromptu thing. And next time they're going to appear anywhere collectively is going to be at Pay Dues out in California.
Crooked Eye's hometown. Crooked Eye's hood. So, but what could have been with Royce da 5'9" is a totally different story altogether. But
I'm going to tell everybody this, man. Yo, on the real, I co-signed Dumb Dudes heavily right there, like right now.
Right.
So they got like four or five songs together. Just go get them shits. Go get them shits.
I think you might have to explain who Slaughterhouse is to the non-hip-hop public there.
All right. I'll try to do this in as shorthand as possible. Slaughterhouse, four MCs who all have their own individual things popping. Crooked Eye. Technically, he's from the West Coast. Yeah, thank you. From the West Coast, the last artist on Death Row. Basically, they had a very dope lyric. They had a lyrical guy from the West Coast on the label, and they never released anything. He had a ton of buzz, but, you know, beyond mixtape stuff, nothing came out.
They released one single.
You know, nothing happened. The dude basically had to rebuild up his name in the wake of Death Row falling apart.
Yeah, that's the thing. Death Row was falling apart at the time, and
when he finally got cut, yeah, and then when they finally cut him loose, when they had to cut him loose, all right,
right,
he went ahead and for 52 days,
put out a freestyle every week. Yeah.
Okay, so 52 weeks then.
Yeah.
So 52 weeks, he released a full length freestyle, not no 1 minute bullshit, like song length freestyles.
And it's debated whether or not he's on Aftermath right now too, so.
Yeah, so but either way, those are his credentials. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the dude was the last signee to Death Row. He came in with highly touted as
the next best thing out of the West.
You know what I mean? And it didn't happen. Like, it didn't happen the way everybody thought it should have happened.
All right, how about this? Can I make this analogy?
Mm.
He was supposed to be Game when Game dropped his first album.
Yeah, I would agree with that, definitely. Then you have the next person you have is Royce da 5'9", who is infamously known initially as Eminem's right-hand man.
Detroit what?
Yep.
Detroit song, yeah.
All right, and then he had some problems. He got incarcerated, and you know, he had a falling out with M, in turn falling out with D12, got into some legal problems, got locked up, came out, and went to town. Like to compare Royce before he got locked up and to compare Royce after he got locked up, like, lyrically are two different beings entirely.
There's a lot of label politics that go along with it, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, just Royce stepped the hell up. Like, Royce
yeah.
stepped the hell up. And, you know, he made amends with M and D12.
Because of Proof, basically, when Proof passed.
Yeah, and what else? Proof was the one that, Proof, Eminem's other right-hand man, was the one that actually brokered, for lack of a better term, you know, the reconciliation.
Yeah, because he was, like, the mayor of, you know,
Detroit, and they also got locked up. They also got into a fight, and then they both got locked up in the same cell together, so they had no choice but to finally talk shit out. But either way, Royce hooked up with more out of everybody since he's come back on the scene, the premier, most predominantly, DJ Premier himself, and dropping some shit, dropping some heat.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's Royce. So that's the second part of Slaughterhouse. The third, there's four MCs, everybody. The third one is Joe Buttons, all right? Mr. Pump It Up, Joe Buttons.
Another person, another victim of label politics.
Yep, had one album. The album didn't do that great. A lot of people think it just didn't get enough push. It didn't get proper push. Even though there was money thrown behind it, that much has been acknowledged, but was it handled right is question into debate. You know what I mean? Everybody.
I think there was two videos for that album? Something.
Yes, Fire and Pump It Up.
Yeah.
Album was very good, actually. I thought that album was really good. The dude basically did a ton of work on the underground and is right now known for holding his own in plenty of beefs. And
yeah.
And to top it all off, also known for videotaping almost everything, including his girl's ass.
Yes, which he's getting a lot of buzz about.
But the dude is nice. The dude is very nice. He's a pretty thought-out dude, too. And then the fourth MC, I know is a personal favorite of mine, Joel Ortiz, who is a New Yorker, for the record,
Brooklyn.
Also. Yeah, I also, because I forgot to mention it because I suck. Joe Budden represents Jersey.
Okay.
So then you got Joel Ortiz, Spanish cat out of Brooklyn, came up on the underground, got signed to Aftermath by Dre himself. All right, like Dre heard him, brought him on, and then I
had two deals.
Yes, one of the, he had the deal with Koch,
right.
Independent deal. But
and
then,
he dropped an album with Koch. He dropped the Bodega Chronicles,
yep.
Brick.
And then he got hooked up with Aftermath. And when he realized he wasn't, I guess the story is he wasn't completely happy with the way it was going to look for him at Aftermath. Not that it was a bad deal, but just Joel wanted to get more stuff out there quicker than what Dre's used to doing or the way Dre does it.
I think that was all Jimmy Iovine's thing. If I'm not mistaken.
Either way, though, I put it like this. He was let go out of Aftermath admissibly. Like, they released him.
Yeah.
And everything was done friendly. Like,
yeah, he doesn't have any time. He still worked with Dre. He's gone on record to say that.
All right, and the dude has dropped, and since he got free, he's dropped nothing but song and freestyle one after another. Like, 2 weeks don't go by without something with him on it. Like, his work ethic is sick right now, out of all four of them.
You want to call him Big Pun without being Big Pun itself?
I don't even, you know, it's funny, a lot of people threw that tag on him in the beginning. I'm not even going to do that no more, because I think he already separated himself.
I think there's a big difference, though. One went platinum, the other one has yet to do anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to compare him to Pun, you know what I mean? Like, some people have compared him to Pun, like, on a lyrical stand. I won't even do that. I'm just like, nah, two different monsters.
I think that's two different monsters as well, but.
You know what I mean? And I don't mean that as a negative. I mean that as a positive. Like, a lot of people out the gate tried to compare him to Pun. I'm like, nah, that's two different beings. I love.
I think when you first hear him spit, then you think that's the first comparison that comes to your head. But when you get into it, that gets shaken off. So.
Yeah, so the dude has been a mixtape feature for minutes, and all these four MCs hooked up on a song on Joe Budden's album off the Padded Room called Slaughterhouse. It had another MC on it, Nino Bless, but he's not considered part of the crew. But either way, they did the song. They had a camaraderie. They decided, you know what, let's run with it. Next thing you know, there's like four or five more songs out the bag. They've done radio appearances together. And,
right.
Yo, they just seem to be having fun with it. And they're all monsters. They all want to bring back – they're trying to bring back the feelings of the way it was during the 90s in the sense that you respect skills first. Yeah, I mean, you want skills. You want all four of them. I don't know if they've ever admitted this in a radio interview, but they're bringing it back to the point where when they all get on the track, they're all trying to outdo each other without dogging each other. You know what I mean? They're trying to be the beast on the track.
It's trying to be like the 4-3-2-1 remix, except with LL trying to crap all over Cannabis.
How about this? I'll even go deeper than that. The grand finale
of
the DOCs. And for those that don't know the history, here's some knowledge. I'm going to give knowledge to the grand finale. Grand finale, everybody cut their tracks in the grand finale. Grand finale was DOC and NWA at the time. All
right. With Cube.
Yep, with Cube. You're correct. Thank you. And there's an infamous story where Cube cut his verse, whatever, heard, I think it was Ren's or DOC's verse. And Cube literally went back, rewrote the verse, and came with something stronger and re-recorded his verse when nobody else was in the studio. Not like he did on the sneak tip. He was just like, nah, I'm not having that. All right. It wasn't like they were trying to clown on each other, but everybody was trying to bring it.
That is a dope posse cut.
when you have that mentality, then you're bound to bring the hottest shit. And the track becomes better for it. Like all these posse cuts, we've gone in on this already. Like DJ Khaled, you could suck a dick because basically you're getting a bunch of people, they come in, they phone in their verses. I'm sorry. Most of these posse cuts, they're phoning in their verses.
Do you want to go to Static Selecta? Because that's an album that's very underrated.
That
has a lot of posse cuts.
Yeah, that does have a lot of posse cuts. I'm sorry. You know what? Because I'm getting caught up in the moment. That's what it is.
That's all right. Tell me, man.
Let me rephrase that. The commercialized posse cuts have a lot of phoned-in verses. They seem to have a lot of phoned-in verses. Nobody's trying to gorilla the goddamn track. Nobody's trying to kill the goddamn track. You know what I mean? But these dudes are doing it, and the track becomes better for it. You know what I mean? Like, Royce the 5'9 says it best. When he jumps on a song right now, he's got beef with the beat. He's rhyming to the beat like if he's trying to kill the beat. Like when he does a freestyle to somebody else's beat, he's trying to re-kill that beat so that anybody else who jumps on it is going to be held up to the standard he set on it. That's some serious shit right there. You got to respect that.
No shame right there.
You know, but it is what it is. See, we kind of went off. See, man, you got me all worked up, goddamn.
Sorry, man, I didn't want to. You just had to make a point. We just had to go in. You had to go in on it.
Oh, where's that bitch with the umbrella? All right, I'm straight.
It's breezy. You know, that's going to be a running joke now. So.
Always. Oh, man. So you know what? Man, you know what? Let's take it old school. You see, because you know we're talking about like all these underappreciated artists and these dudes on the. You know what? Sid's actually here with the board. Sid's got the boards today.
Oh no!
All right.
Let me get behind here. Yeah, I didn't think you were gonna do it now, but let me get behind here. Let me get the mic. Give me a sec. I'll tell you when I'm ready. All right, hold up.
See, like I don't know when we're gonna do it. You know what I mean? I don't know when is a better opportunity. We brought up Slaughterhouse, and I'm thinking these are MCs who really feel like, you know what, they're really gonna bring it back. And they all grew up on the 90s. They all grew up on 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
I mean, they all love the 90s, but they're bringing it with that new flavor, so they don't sound stale. Now we love the 90s. We always bring it back to the 90s.
All right.
There seems to be an honor with it. All right. So you know what? Just to preface this, because I know what the mix you're going to go into. I didn't think about this. Sid wants to give props to Nice and Smooth, man.
You have to.
Oh, my
I
God.
I don't know how I'm going to start this, but yeah, I got it.
Oh,
I got it.
Oh, I got it. Oh, that just Sid said nice and smooth. I was like, you know what? That's under. How many blunts did my lighter light?
Wow.
Funky for you.
I got to go with you.
I got to go in on it. Oh, my God. So you know what, man? Yo, hold up. We got to hit him off with this. I know this is kind of stale because, goddamn, Highland 7 always overplays this shit. You know what? Let's give it to Sid. Give him respect.
Thank you.
Give him respect.
Let's go.
True duo.
Wait, let me get my hands ready. You ready? Let me get my hands ready.
All right. So, wow, he's actually wax on.
Yeah, getting in.
Little Mr. Miyagi bastard. Don't bullshit. You were cooking burgers at Arnold's, motherfucker. Whatchamacallit. Yo, Sid's about to give props. The nice and smooth. Everybody wonders, oh, Sid the DJ, get ready, boy. The nice and smooth big ups, all right? Sid, you ready?
Oh, we going in, man. Let's go. Let's do this.
Here we go. All right, kid. It's all you.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this. I'm with this. With this.
Hey yo, kicking with your rhymes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yella. Old Yella had a fiendish plot. Schemed in dreams for me to make a knot. Ever since then, booty clock me like Big Ben. As I go on and kick more. Got more songs in a record store.
With this.
Hey yo, kicking with your rhymes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yella. Old Yella had a fiendish plot. Schemed in dreams for me to make a knot. Ever since then, booty clock me like Big Ben. As I go on and kick more. Got more songs in a record store. Some is slipping and some is busting. Some is ripping, some ain't saying nothing. But my pockets, I am stuffing. Huffing, puffing, blow the house down. Nice is moving in your town. I wanna sell votes. If this I can collect federal notes from songs I wrote. Not the shot of a ran and I'm not the pope. But my name is on the walk of fame like Bob Hope. Baby doll, bust the sketch, don't forget that I'm a trooper and your true fed. I'm Mr. Smurf and your Smurf fed. I take you to the hotel. You take me to the motel. Like a rocket ship, I will excel. When you do a crime, you go to jail. Pay the bell, then I hop the bell. Bounty hunter is on your tail. Mission to bring you back to jail. Pump a little weight so I'm not frail. Baby doll, you know what I'm saying?
When I'm on the mic, there won't be no denying. When I'm on the mic, there won't be no denying. When I'm on the mic, there won't be no denying.
Smooth beat. My rhyme's expressed awareness. And I possess finesse and we share this. I'm at the top of the pile. I'm on rhyme span infinite miles cause I'm building a new rap level. Through bass and treble, I will abolish the devil. I must prevail. Smooth beat too fresh to be stale. I stay deaf beyond 2000. And my spirit will keep arousing all new jack boys and girls. And I never had Jerry curl. Smooth beat rolling right and exact. And giving no slack, I'm telling you flat that. Smoothies got enough for four scores. Chewing MCs like Reese's Pieces and treating other MCs like feces. They walk around with no direction. They get mad over our complexion. They didn't pass inspection. Nice and smooth is your resurrection. I like an Audi with fuel injection. Don't wear glasses, got good perception. Used to rock at the T connection. And Teddy Ted got the scratching section. You know what I'm saying?
Hang on like a vice grip. Use my mind to control all my body parts. Got to know.
DJ Sizz on the mix.
I live in a fortress, I'm so astronomical. Yet on a physical plane, my body's just a shell and control is my brain. I strain to gain spirituality, so I can finally be in unity. Harmony with Zizi, all I see. Supreme being, know of histories and mysteries. I'm mythic, also stylistic, not materialistic, simplistic. Humble, while others tumble, stumble. Smooth be not bumble, rumble. No, that's not likely. I feel my old school days like Spike Lee, Smooth B. My rhymes get better with time. I should get an endorsement for creating fresh lines. And as I grow older, lyrics get hyper. Cause I'm a dominant black pod piper. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
Shit a daddy.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone. I go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick. Want my Timberland boots so I can start to kick. Stand a lick, get a whiff of this mist. Just left the yard, boy, now I'm blessed. I feel good, per se, good state of mind. Drive a red pill and the seats recline. I love it when the lady treats me kind. Go to tavern on the green and have a glass of wine. He say, she say, I heard it through the grapevine. No static, got an automatic. Too much of anything makes you an addict. Season, season, also pleasing. Don't ask why I got my own reasons. Smooth beat, great, nice, lick, nick, click. Sometimes I'm out. Sometimes I'm slow, sometimes I'm quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I'm slow, sometimes I'm quick, quick, quick. Sometimes I'm slow, sometimes I'm quick. I was on 125 in St. Nick, waiting on a cab, standing in the rain, under my heart, three clouds of pain. She got the best of me, what was her destiny? Maybe I should lick her with my 9mm. My mind is in a blur, cause you can never pay me to think this would occur. Me and this girl, Jane Doe, was living together. We were inseparable, no one could sever. At least that's what I thought, but later I fought with a substance and almost ended up in Supreme Court. When I was on the road doing shows getting in, she was in my Benz getting sippy with a friend. And even when she crashed my whip, I didn't flip. My man Slick Nick said, Smooth, you're starting to flip. Time went on, I started noticing weight loss. Then I had to ask her, was she riding a white horse? Until she said no. Then she said, yo, Smooth, I'm sorry, but I keep having visions of snow, I need blow. And I said, whoa, little hottie, I'm not DeLorean, get me on the I don't deal coke, and furthermore, you're making me broke. I'll put you in a rehab and I won't tell your folks. And what do you know, at 18 months she came home and I let her back in. And now she's sniffing again.
Sometimes I walk. Welcome back to the Da Bodega with Pablo and Sid.
Sid and Daddy, 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 Daddy,
Daddy. Yes, everybody, that was DJ Sid up on the mix. Giving props to Nice and Smooth.
I had more, man, but we don't have so much time. Hold up, man. I gotta stop thinking through right now.
Oh my God.
We could take over the rest of the half hour of the show with Nice and Smooth mixes alone, but let me. All right, I'm gonna power this down. Tell me to step away. All right.
Oh man, and for those that don't understand that mix, I'm pretty sure if you drop Sid a line at myspace.com/DA conglomerate, he might be able to hit you off with that mix. We're not sure. But if anybody wants to know, that's the official. The
clap
official.
Hands, everybody and everybody just clap your hands. It's DJ Sid, pick of the week. Now listen to the man.
Thanks a lot. I should make sure I recorded that. I probably could record in better quality. I could probably do that again, but let me just see if I did it. If I do, I'll probably put it. Tongue tied. Wow. I will make it available on the site somewhere.
Oh, you heard that. You heard that. But either way, man, that was DJ Sit Up on the Mix, giving props to Nice and Smooth. Hell of a duo. Ain't too many duos out there anymore, man.
No, man. Nah. Not at all.
Where are our EPMDs? Where are our Nice and Smooths? Huh?
In essence, a quest, where is our...
Where the Jekyll Hyde, man?
Third base, you know?
Yeah, man. We got Outkast.
That's it.
Outkast.
That's all we got. That's consistent.
Outkast. Even though, and we do got Meth and Red, too, even though they're not an official. But
how many years has it been since the Blackout 1? 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just, it has been that long, man, when you think about it. Yo, man, but we got tracks for days. We got,
What happened to the Black Sheep? You know what I mean? Just, I think we could probably sit here an hour and just go back and forth with the groups that we grew up on. Crew, there's another one for you. That was underrated. Dirty 30 was an underrated album.
Oh, yeah. When you say crew, I thought you meant like C-R-E-W. No, he's talking about C-R-U.
Yeah.
Bubbling.
Yeah.
You bubbling.
That's another case. Yeah. Dirty 30 was a hot album.
Yes, so. That was. That was a very hot album. They
didn't get the respect it deserved.
No. And that is sad because they kind of did that thing and then it was done. That
right,
was considered a flop.
Well, Yogi went on to be a producer over at Bad Boy, so.
You know, but yeah, it just. You know what it is, also the timing? That was the changeover period, man.
Yeah.
It came out during the changeover period, so it's like it was sink or swim, man. That was on the cusp. They came out right on the cusp of Rough Riders making their point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of think if that album was 5 years before it actually happened, it probably would have been big. But.
Oh, it would have been. Yeah, I completely agree with you on that one, man. Completely agree with you. But everybody, yo, think about that. Think about that when we're off the air. What the hell happened to the duos, man? What happened to the crews? Fuck, what happened to the three-man crew?
We're talking about, like, Steptosonic and...
Well, we already know. Like, the last great crew had to be... Well, I think we talked about this briefly. I'm not sure. Wu-Tang?
Yeah, I'll give you Wu-Tang.
Like, the last great crew, but I'm talking about the three-man crew. We're talking about... And big ups to Run DMC, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, being inducted by Eminem. I'm happy that M's doing it. On the same note, I think there are other people that probably could have done it also. But
well, you know. Yeah, but who's the one that's going to bring, you know.
Yeah, but either way. But just keeping on the topic at hand. Three-man crews. We're talking about the two MCs and the DJ, man.
Wow. That's even more difficult to name.
You know what I mean? What happened to Dumb Brothers? Because nobody really has a DJ anymore. They have traveling DJs.
Yeah, but they do shows. You know,
that's what I'm saying. That's show shit. We're talking about...
Even PMC broke up with DJ Scratch, you know? So.
You know what I mean? But what happened to the three-man crews, man?
What about... Does Black Moon really count?
Black Moon, even though they're right now they've been taking a break. They're on a hiatus. They never really broke up. They're just on hiatus. Cause
well, Five Foot went to jail.
Yeah. But what should we call it? But they're on hiatus only because they're focusing, like, you know, Evil D got the DJ Evil D has his shit popping off, you know, his side gigs, and Buck has been focusing on side projects as well as running Duck Down Records, which has become like the home, has become the East Coast home, you know what I mean, for like underground hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
With two-man groups, would Helter Skelter actually count?
Helter Skelter, okay. Helter Skelter, Underground Crew. For that same thing, you say Kids in the Hall, even though only one's a rapper, one's a DJ.
Right. Smith and Wesson?
Yeah.
Coco Brothers, whatever you want to call them.
But see, we're mentioning Duck Down Crew.
We're mentioning all Duck Down guys, so yeah, that's not good. It's kind of hard to, you know, to even do two or three-man groups. It's even harder to do three-man with two guys and a DJ.
Oh, man, I missed them. People don't know, like, our little crew, we had a crew of five dudes at its max. But at its core, it was always like we were technically a four-man crew.
Maybe Brand Nubian? Does that count?
Brand Nubian was a crew. They weren't a three-man crew, but they were a crew. Because originally it was Poobah,
Sadat, and Lord Jamar.
Lord Jamar, Live Long.
And DJ Alamo.
Oh, also, I meant to shout this out. Anybody who's truly into hip-hop, do yourself a favor. D-Nice TV. Look it up on YouTube. Google that shit because he got his own page as well. True hip-hop stories. I have been trying to promote that shit myself to anybody I know who loves hip-hop. Sid put me onto that shit.
It's a good doc. I mean, it's a good series. They put it all together on DVD. I buy it.
Yo, and literally, it doesn't require you to sit there for a long period of time. Basically,
it's very 7-minute clips, 7-8-minute clips.
Yeah, the longest, I think, is eight something. It's I've watched pretty much all of them. I think the longest one is Moni Love. You know what I mean?
I'm about to start about Big Daddy Kane, which is hysterical.
Also, for everybody out there, and I kid you not, on the Scion, the car. Did I pronounce that right? there is, somewhere on there, there's a bunch of short films. On there is a 16-minute documentary on Big Daddy Kane that's actually being shown on the film festival circuit, okay? But everybody can watch it for free on that site. I am not bullshitting you. And it's well put together. Big Daddy Kane is there himself talking about it. Little Daddy Shane's on there.
Whoa.
Chuck Chillout is on. Yo, who's the DJ I'm thinking of? His DJ. I can't think of the name, Sid.
You, Mr. C?
Thank you, Mr. C's up in it. Scoob's on it.
Yo, Scrap Lover.
Which one? One of them passed away, didn't it? No, I think it's both of them on there.
I was about to say, they both showed up at VH1 Hip Hop Honors. When he got inducted.
I'm sorry. I get it confused. That was my bad. Cause I always get it confused with one of the dancers one of Heavy D's dancers.
Oh, yeah. You think about T-Roy.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm sorry. My bad.
Just think of the Pete Rock and CL Smooth. That's how I was good, you know.
Oh, my God. Thank God for the internet for shit like that. This is where I'm happy about the internet, man. You could just go on YouTube. You got time at work. You ain't doing shit. Yo, you got 6 minutes to kill and you want to check out. You want to hear how Master Ace wound up being the first MC on the symphony? Yo, he'll hear it from him.
That's a great story.
Yeah, I mean, you want to hear Buckshot really give his opinions on hip-hop today, direct from the horse's mouth, no reading it in an interview, right there.
He also talked about Pac, too, which is very interesting.
You want to hear Sadat X talk about the two different mixes for Punk's Jump Up to Get Beat Down?
That was without Pooba, if I remember that right.
Yes, that was their first breakout song, sans Pooba.
Right.
Which is a favorite song of mine, right there. I was just bumping that the other day, man.
You can play that instrumental for me.
Man, I'm telling you, man. I start hearing that song. I got a Jeep, too. Yo, I just jump out the car and I start kicking cats. It's crazy. Bananas.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm probably going to
throw rocks at birds.
I think next time I get in the booth here, I think now that I got a chair with me now. Now that I actually got a chair in the booth here, I think I'm just going to play a set for you just to specifically jump out of your booth at your studio there and just kick somebody's butt.
I'm telling you. You know what, man? Let's try to get in one more track, actually, I think about it. We got about 6 minutes. I got a short little thing here. We had Meth and Red. We had Slaughterhouse. We'll probably get to them down the road. I got something short. I got Joel Ortiz covering a lot of the songs we're talking about right now, or we've been talking about, or that we're giving props to. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a mixtape coming out. All right? So right now, you know what? Here's some Joel Ortiz, and we'll come back and close up the show right, all right? So Joel Ortiz, freestyle, covering the classics. And he rhymes it in the style that it should be rhymed. Pay attention. It's not a game, son. Big dog.
Pitbull. That's Fox, right?
Whatever.
Get the million.
New Joel Ortiz. Free agent.
What up, baby? This the heavy hitter DJ now. You tuned in to my new Joel Ortiz, representing that Brooklyn movement. We taking you way back from day one.
Now
Joel Ortiz, let's go.
For those who don't know, yeah, the name's J-O and I'm always in a place to be. Cause even when a nice spot ain't looking quite hot, I walk in and probably lace a bead. And all the pretty girls, you should see their neck twirl when they hear that I'm around. Cause see, they all want a shot at Mr. Hip-Hop. Security gotta calm them down. I said the hip, thighs, and fat old asses would get them in my telly sheets. I said up jumps my penis, then up jumps the hoochie, then the bitch come riding down on my meat. I said I usually don't brag all this pussy that I had. I think it went to my head. So what, I think it's great, and all of y'all can hate, cause y'all the only one in y'all bed. I won't go through, cause everything that I wrote has the potential to be a magazine God's quote. Hungry, man, I couldn't feed my throat as a youngin'. My cousins got them G.I. Joes, they was frontin'. I got the army men in a bag, hunted for like 99 cent, it was sad. Looked out my window and there went my dad in his Chevy, and never came back. I said, dang, how he do that? Leave me without a daddy. Me and mom freezing, needing a heat badly. I had a fro and man, it would be nappy. In that lunchroom, like, who don't want they beef patty?
Oh.
I remember wrestling in the sandbox. Come upstairs filthy and the water ain't hot. Mom's got the bath water boiling in the pot. Had to do that 20 times just to get it to the top. By the time she finished that and it cooled off again, till I put my head under, pretending I could swim. Even though I smile and joke, my life was wild. I hope now I don't think I'm a
joke. Fools, I was cool. I'm the closest to these rappers, y'all ain't MCs, y'all garbage. Slow poke with the lyrics, sorry I'm a target. Super to the man, you can ask the fans. I'm off the hizzle with riddles, run and tell a friend. With this ink, I won't sink. You know the name, brother. He is Joel O.T. And I'm a nice motherfucker. I go play shine from how my flow's designed. And I perfect it on records, they spin 100 times in Midtown. And like a trendy lounge, promoters nervous. But Ortiz in town, it's total chaos. Fat ass is moving, grinding on behinds on the dance floor, booze and superstition. Just break a mirror and that's that, son. How about Patron on your dome, cause you acting, telling you stop looking pimping. Your eyes is imagining, yapping on Jesus ice. I have you just motionless, dying. Bullets tore through the bone, went through the same to your henchmen. They don't mind, they own, get televised. All you care bears is soft, you and I one on one. Anywhere in New York, become my dinner. I like to eat, my friend, and I get hungry. After my teeth sink in, it's safe to say that I'm a fiend. No shooting or sipping, I get high smoking, you ducks. Or Jesus on a mission. Hit the book, my shit is tough, y'all know the sound. Take a walk, embrace my town. I grew up near that white chalk where they let heat talk. And your corpse is tossed and lost. Right next to Queens, I mean, we on the edge of Brooklyn. We party in Manhattan, don't get your head pushed in. Hoes uptown, keep me stomping through they town. Arizona to Allen, my troops to lay you down. God get killed, so you act up. What? Pop gets up, fuckers get clapped up. Reroute your mouth, that's what Hoover's about. My niggas ain't soft, they'll carry you out. Shaking them up, with a waking them up. With a praying for what? He ain't getting up. Fam, he done stained the ground, too close to the head. Homeboy should've shown his bread. See, I ain't wanna do this, but y'all ask for this. I'm lying, I wanna do this, I'm just mad modest. So not a rap artist, cause they just fit. But they come up short, my thoughts is 8'6". Average homeboy, I don't know what that means. I'm the sole reason they try to come up with vaccines. Cause once you get what I got, you can't get rid of it. Don't wanna fly overhead, but a ski mat deliver it. A couple chains make your team that legitimate. I'm trying to rhyme, but I'm missing my ski mask a little bit. So say the faucet for your gum plaque. I'll punch you in your mouth and have your tongue twisted like a pun rap. Don't say this a lot, but my gun clap. I'll independently air the heck of a cotch like Crumb Black. So what's that crooked eye all about? 5'9", I just got the call from Mouse, homie. This is Slaughterhouse.
Yeah. Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yo, we're back here. And we have about a minute and a half to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's about to so fast. Maybe because I got in the booth a little bit, whatever.
We also played, we've got three tracks out, man. Well, we got two tracks and a mix, so kills up a lot of time.
Yeah, we went in.
Also,
we went
Yo, King Cootie or Kid Cootie, whatever, the Cootie Man, whatever your ass is, retire, bitch. Do me the favor. You ain't got no love in it, man.
Wow. All
right.
Man.
Day and night. I guess your career is just day and night.
Wow.
Song with song, and now you're getting out, right? Right.
Do you want to preface what you just said?
I'm just saying, Kid Cudi, artist signed under Kanye West,
good music,
had a song out called Day and Night, getting a lot of burn. And he announced that he's going to ponder retirement because there's too much drama in the music biz. Then why the fuck did he get it in the first place?
Wow.
No heart. Done. I just had to get that out because we got 20 seconds left, man.
All right. You
know, lined up a big show. We'll promote it when it pops off. Conglomerate.podomatic.com.
Yep.
MySpace.com/skillsroll. The Conglomerate. Co-P-A-B at Yahoo. What am I saying? That's my old nickname. I'm getting my ass. Yo. On the real, the Bodega Radio at Yahoo.com if you want to holler at us, if you want to yell at us, whatever. We'll be back when we can set up a time. And you know what? We out.